All right, folks, it's time for a fishing report. Hi, Leif.
How's it going, Don? Good to see you.
It's going pretty good. I wasn't sure if I'd see a smile or maybe a sad face, but with steelhead season ending, and I'm presuming it was going great guns right up to the last few days. Did it end up that way, too? It sure did.
You know, I mean, last year we had a little bit of high water right there at the end, and it really kind of made the last part pretty tough. But this year, boy, everything, like I said, above Twisp there and Twisp area and above was just incredible.
Yeah, and right down to the wire.
Yeah, saw a lot of great folks out there. We had a lot of really good times. I saw Thomas from the Okanagan River Bakery there for a few days in a row. He and I were fishing together and just had a lot of fun, you know. And really grateful for the year that I had and the people that I've met through that steelhead season, and just looking forward to more of it. And
it really was a good season, wasn't it? Nice and long and pretty good all the way through.
Big ups to the WDFW, man. Yeah. And, Jeff Korth down there in Ephrata, he really did a good job of just working his hardest to keep that season open. And I think we need to recognize that they do try their hardest. We don't always know what's, the whys and the who's behind the whole thing or what they're doing. But I can assure you from what I have seen, everybody in those entities, whoever they are, trying as hard as they can to make the best fish management, and really concerned about making great recreation opportunities whenever it's possible. Yeah. And we could see that in this year's
steelhead season. It really worked this year. That's awesome. So now that the season's over, I know you're going to start looking at lakes, talking about lakes. What do you know?
Yeah, I took my boys out yesterday. We went trout fishing. Leo reeled in a nice trout, and Finley scooped it in the net for him all by himself. I mean, that was just awesome to watch. And we were out in the boat with my friend Chris, and man,
I think I saw a picture of that. It looked like you had kind of an awkward hold there. It looks like your arm was almost
I was cranking around the kids trying to show that they caught the fish, and it was like the quintessential guide shot, but with your kids involved.
I love it when you take the kids out. And
oh man, I do too.
When I was a kid, I spent pretty much every day after school, and just for years and years, that's all I did. And it's just the best memories. Me and my friends, all we did was fish.
Yeah. And it'll keep you out of trouble. It'll show you some great times. You know, I grew up fishing Libby Creek too with my neighbors there, and Mission Ponds and Black Pine Lake, and that just, it sets off the right kind of interest for kids, because it'll get them interested in conserving that resource and appreciating that resource in, the right way.
And lake fishing always, I think, has a few more opportunities for the kids, too. So not you don't need to get them out of moving water. So.
Right.
So what lakes do we have open? There's always something.
Oh, yeah, there's always something. I don't know how many years ago, I finally managed to connect the dots, and it's 12 months out of the year. You can find some open water around here. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm going to be thinking Omak Lake. There's also some other stuff here in the Methow and Leader Lake. And, some of these lakes, they're still holding ice, but they'll be at ice off pretty soon, and they're open year-round. And boy, I've caught some of my nicest spring trout when just part of the lake is open. If you have a decent enough area there to cast on, then I would suggest doing so, because you'd be really surprised at what'll dart out from under that ice sometimes.
Weren't we talking last year about tossing your fly up on the ice and sort of using the ice to present?
Yeah, because they were just, the day I went out and noticed that at one of our lakes here, they were just, you'd think you were seeing things, but they'd come out every once in a while and just nab something off the surface. Some of these early emerging bugs, like our chironomids, and I even saw some sort of caddis yesterday, a big, big bug blopping down some eggs on the surface, and I saw fish coming up already for those.
Well, I know other insects are coming out of wherever the heck they are.
I would just say, check out, whatever you can here. It's always a good time to go out and drive around, maybe look for some antlers in the spring and see if those lakes are open that you like to hit. But head over to Omak. Like I say, right now is the time. I mean, do not waste any time. It is prime time to hit the Lahontan Roundup. They'll be in the shallows. It'll be super fun. I'm trying to get over there on one of my next days off, and Jeff and I have been talking about hitting that. It's time, right now.
Well, I know it, and it is a defined run. Once it starts, once we're in the peak of it right now, what do you got, another week maybe?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we went out there last year thinking we were going to, quote-unquote, run recon to see when we really wanted to go. Well, yeah. It turned out the day we went to do our reconnaissance was the best day of the year. And we were having mm-hmm. packs of 40 and 50 and 60 fish going right by us. And I, you know, Jeff had never really seen it that good. We'd just been through the tough times up there. We were jumping up and down, hugging each other. And then, oh, yeah, oh, that's right, we got a cast. And then, you know, I mean, we were, it's just, it was insane. Yeah. Got my biggest female out of that lake last year. And, yeah, I would really go right now.
So go now. And if you think you're going to hit it next week, you might not.
Yeah, you know, you'll probably see fish. But right now, I think, is the sweet spot where we're just getting a lot of fish up. They're still really fresh, bright, and going to fight really good for you. And this is the time. You know, other places to keep in mind, Banks Lake's got some giant rainbows. Cruising the shallows at this time of the year can be taken on sink tips with big streamers, or Rapalas for the gear guys I hear are doing really well. And, it, you know, you could always take that long bomb down to Rocky Ford. But I would probably keep it a little bit closer. Check the lakes here. Go to OMAC if you can, and have fun out there. Enjoy the spring. If you need any more info, check out flyfishersproshot.com. And Methow Fishing Adventures has got a blog going there that's always keeping you up to date. So if we didn't cover something and you're wondering, you can always just shoot me an email. But, hey, everybody, enjoy the spring, and fish on.
Fish on.